Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live, and as always, you're welcome to take control of the airwaves, because that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We let you call in and talk about anything you want. As far as I am aware, we're unique in that regard. The only nationally syndicated radio show that will let you call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. And if you value that, you might consider joining the AMP program. It's, you know, it's how we reach a larger audience. It's how we advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, hence its name. You can find out more about it at amp.freetalklive.com. Gunnaman 2002, for example, is an amplifier. It means he's, you know, he loves the program enough and what we're doing. It supports it and the ideas of liberty enough to give us money monthly to help us reach a larger audience. And we can't thank him enough for that. Gunnaman, thank you. Check it out, amp.freetalklive.com. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Joa.
And Mark.
And Mark is joined via remote. We think we figured out what the cause of the little delay is there. But we've been talking about Jamie Dimon and Bitcoin, because evidently J.P. Morgan Bank is now getting into... Wait, did we move on to the Second Amendment? We did. Sorry.
Yes, we did.
I'm juggling way too many things at the moment. Okay, but now, with the addition of three conservative justices appointed by former President Donald Trump, that worry has turned to outright terror. And that's because I skipped a part. Advocates of more gun control measures have reasonably worried for years about the next time the Supreme Court takes up a big Second Amendment question. In 2008, Justin Antonin and Scalia authored a groundbreaking opinion for a 5-4 majority of the court. Remember, at that time, the court leaned conservative by one and sometimes two votes. Today's court tilts decidedly conservative by a supermajority of 6-3. That is, unless they stack the Supreme Court, as you've got opinions about, Mark.
Yeah, I tend to think that the Supreme Court's probably not going to get stacked, but I think these people need to be kept an eye on. I mean, they're dangerous and they're liable to do anything. But I think there should be a constitutional amendment that sets the number of Supreme Court justices at 9. Let's just stop this, games.
It does seem a little silly that the threat is even there. That, you know, if we get a president there who wants to, they can just keep appointing Supreme Court justices. But doesn't Congress have to approve them or something like that?
Well, yeah, but if you get Congress that's ready to do some rubber stamping, this could really go sideways.
Good point. Since 2008, the court has avoided big Second Amendment cases. This may be in part an effort to turn down the heat on perceptions that the Supreme Court is merely another political body, but it is. And I think that's important for people to remember. The court system in the United States is the government. It is 100% part of the government. And this is equally true of the Supreme Court, where, for whatever reason, the people who wrote the founding documents of the United States, the Constitution, decided that the best way to check government authority was to give the government the ability, the authority to determine what it could and could not do. And that's all the Supreme Court is. It's another branch of the government determining what the government can and can't do. It's not independent. It is the government.
They're manipulating the intentions at this point.
I'm sorry?
They're like the intention of the Constitution. So they're saying, you know, we don't like this. They can alter essentially the Constitution through case law.
Well, they've been ignoring the Constitution for a very long time. As we pointed out earlier, there are no restrictions allowed on the Second Amendment. But that hasn't stopped anyone from restricting the Second Amendment. Over the course of the last decade, since the Heller decision, Mark, I assume you know what the Heller decision is, because I do not.
Yeah, the Heller decision is out of D.C., and it basically said that the right to keep and bear arms was portable and went with you.
Okay. That sounds like a good decision. Not only do we have three new conservative Supreme Court justices, but we have a Supreme Court that must defend itself, its legitimacy, and the legitimacy of its members. You could tell this is MSNBC, man. They're not legitimate. None of its members are legitimate. It has no legitimacy.
They weren't voted in by the people.
They weren't. And even the people who appointed them weren't voted in by the people. And they certainly weren't voted in by me. Yet they purport to have the authority to tell me what I can and cannot do.
And don't forget that their rulings are called opinions.
Yes. So when Scalia died in February 2016, God, I remember the controversy surrounding that. People arguing he was poisoned and stuff. The United States Senate, led by then-Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, refused to give President Barack Obama's nominee for the seat a hearing. The Senate waited to hold confirmation hearings for the seat until Trump was inaugurated and nominated Gorsuch. I don't know how to pronounce that. Then there was Kavanaugh's nomination. I remember this one because it was stupid. Well, they were all stupid, but this one was particularly stupid. And they get into it. During his confirmation hearings, psychology professor Christine Ford accused Kavanaugh of sexual assault when he was a teenager, which he denied. Kavanaugh's ensuing testimony can be described at best as angry and at worst as irate. Certainly, unbecoming of a judge. See how much respect and admiration and just what reverence they have for these people? This is a normal human being.
Well, the allegations were a sideshow to the real fact that, okay, maybe his privacy was violated here, and ironically, he helped create the Patriot Act. So I found it all ironic and purposeful to distract us of what really was going on, that his privacy was totally eroded, and, you know, and it's his own doing.
How's that?
Well, I just look at it as the Patriot Act is taking away our privacy and that sort of thing. And then his privacy was violated. So I found it all ironic that was going on, and it was a distraction. They should have brought up that, oh, he wrote the Patriot Act, and that should have been enough right there.
Brett Kavanaugh wrote the Patriot Act?
He was part of the, writing up that
this
legislation. Yes.
Yeah, so, and that's Joe's claim. I'm just saying that that's a better way to describe it. When I think of Kavanaugh, I just wonder to myself, what's the point of going after any 55-year-old man's activities in high school? Like, maybe he did it, maybe he didn't. I have no clue. But not enough evidence was presented to make it clear that he did. I just don't think there's much of a point. People change. You know, the person that I was in high school is certainly not the person I am today at 50 years old.
Well, I can certainly say that myself. However, I would rather not have a Supreme Court justice who had raped someone. Given the choice between someone who had not raped someone and someone who had, I would choose the one who had not.
If all things were equal, sure. But all things are never equal.
Sure. I'm with
you
on that.
So there's... My question would be that if you could get a Supreme Court justice that would almost assuredly follow the Constitution as it's written in 1789, who had raped somebody in high school, versus a judge on the panel who had not raped somebody, who is going to be an activist who says the Constitution's a living document and, you know, all this other mumbo jumbo, which one would you pick?
That's a difficult question, Mark.
Oof.
It's not a difficult question. People
do
whatever they did in high school, and whatever evidence is out there is out there, and, you know, it's a long time ago. People grow up.
I just have a hard time trusting any politician nowadays because they obviously are saying one thing to get into office and then doing another. Yep. So, I don't know. I like to 100%. See them stick to their principles. And if it's a good principle that they're promoting, maybe look at the votes. Not by me. I don't vote.
Finally, there was the controversial nomination of Barrett. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg died in September, less than 2 months before the election day, when Americans were already receiving early voting ballots. This time, McConnell did not hold the seat open, but quickly held confirmation hearings for Barrett. Did anyone expect him to hold the seat open for the upcoming president?
No,
knowing
that's kind
that
of a
we
shocker.
Had a Republican in office, and he was a Republican, I certainly didn't expect him to. Not sure it would have made much difference one way or the other, though. 603-283-6160. Your right to keep and bear arms may be decided soon by the government, who is deciding what the government can and cannot do. It's all very stupid, trust me.
Yeah.
It's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Talk Talk Live, 603-283-6160. You can call in and talk about anything you want, 603-283-6160. I want to remind you now that things are still a little shaky here at the Free Talk Live studios. They are pretty much as we would want them to be, but things still aren't 100% right.
And no, our friends are not here.
Well, that's absolutely true, but that's because they're in jail. Because the Crypto Six were raided and arrested by the FBI on March the 16th. Very rudely awakened, I might add, at 6 o'clock in the morning. They did their research. I have to give them that. Some of their research. They knew exactly when to hit that we would all be sleeping.
Yes.
With the possible exception of nobody who is on an unpredictable sleep pattern.
Not sure what time it is.
Yeah. One day he wandered over here to the studio, prepared to do the show, and a few minutes later messaged on Telegram, "I just wanted to let everyone know if they were coming here for Free Talk Live that it is in fact 7 a.m., not 7 p.m. What a character, man.
It happens.
It does. I've lost track of days recently, but I haven't yet lost track of whether it was daytime or nighttime. But you can check out thecrypto6.com if you want to help free our friends, thecrypto6.com. And even those who are free, I mean, these attorneys are expensive to fight this monumental case that's in front of us, thecrypto6.com, to go there and check it out. With you in the studio, it's Aria, Joa, and joined via remote by Mark Edge. We finally got that issue worked out. And we've got Starchild calling from San Francisco. Starchild, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Thanks for hanging in there. You know, I've been listening more lately and kind of following about the whole Crypto Six thing. And, yeah, solidarity. You know, hopefully get everybody out of jail and acquitted on these BS charges. And, yeah.
Thank you. That's what we're hoping for.
I wanted to address the generation gap issue you were talking about, and I kind of feel like you're being a little bit too hard on the millennials. I think they actually are.
You're referring to the conversation that Conan and I were having last night?
Apparently so, yeah. I actually thought I was listening to today's show. I just went to the website and hit play, and that was what was playing, and I guess that was the show from yesterday, because when I got on the phone, yeah, I was like, what I was hearing while I was waiting on hold was like a different show. So
fascinating.
There's something wrong with the website, Aria.
Yes,
it should be playing the new show when you hit play.
Yeah, I know. It should be playing the live broadcast.
I know that.
This is the first
actually,
I've heard about it. So
that's actually been happening for a very long time.
But it shouldn't be doing that. This is the first I've heard about it, but I'll get it sorted out and get it fixed.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, so it was about yesterday's discussion then, I guess. I think that the fact that so many millennials are moving back in with their parents because of housing shortage is directly attributable to government policy. Government policies have created a housing shortage by making it artificially difficult and expensive to build because of all the regulations and taxes and regulatory hurts, and I think this also points to a key difference between what I see as how libertarians and conservatives tend to see the world. Conservatives, I think, tend to have the worldview like, well, everybody should just, pull themselves up by their own bootstraps. You know, if your life sucks, it's your fault. And there's always a certain amount of truth to that. I mean, I think no matter how well you're doing, there's always probably something in your life that you could be doing better to have a better quality of life or be more productive or whatever it is that you value. But I think that libertarians tend to look at it more systematically and realize that, you know, in a highly statist society, because of all the problems that government creates, a certain percentage of people are always going to fall through the cracks. You know, and while any one of those people individually might have been able to do something to avoid that or lessen the impact or whatever, it doesn't change the overall facts in terms of statistics and demographics.
You know, I don't really disagree with you. I mean, there's all sorts of examples. The one I like pointing to is the homeless man in somewhere in California, I don't remember exactly where, who started shining people's shoes, and he saved money. And he saved up enough money to rent an apartment, and the city cracks down on him and said, hey, you can't continue shining people's shoes because you don't have enough money. I mean, because you're not licensed to, sorry. So he literally became homeless again because of the government. Here was someone who tried to pull himself up by his bootstraps after going through some amount of difficulty to end up homeless in the first place. And the response by the government was to shut him down.
That's heartbreaking.
This is routine. The latest issue of the Institute for Justice, this great libertarian pro bono law firm, many of you may have heard of IJ.org, has a story about there's people being kicked out of a mobile home park. I believe it was in Arizona because of zoning laws. It would have been legal for this woman to rent property down the street in the same mobile home park in a different section of it, I guess, and have her mobile home there. But on the piece of land that she actually owned herself, she wasn't allowed to have her mobile home. So they were going to kick her out of her home because of the zoning law. She couldn't afford to buy a new home, so she would have been homeless, apparently.
That's insane. And, I mean, that's the government. It's heartless. It doesn't care. It has all of these rules and laws and codes, and you absolutely have to obey them. It doesn't matter if you're going to be homeless as a result of it. They don't care.
I found myself at age 28 living with my mother. And one of the questions I ask myself is that, look, I could go out and I could struggle and pay this rent that I'm currently paying to a roommate, and that person wouldn't care about me nearly as much. We wouldn't get along nearly as well. And why is it that living with my mother is so terrible, but living with a roommate whom I may or may not even like is acceptable and agreeable on a dating market? And I almost always bring this up when we talk about the easy pot shots that one can take with millennials moving back in home and, you know, the 35-year-olds living in the basement and all this other stuff, because I, at the very least, I understand.
Yeah.
Sure. I would take a pot shot, though, at anyone who was, you know, 35 years old and still need the issue here isn't the desire to have a roommate or to just rent a bedroom from someone or part of a house for someone or whatever. The issue I take is the need to. Like a 35
Does it need to be at home with parents?
Yes. Presumably because
one of the things that you don't get from that statistic is, are they moving in to take care of an infirm parent? Are they just taking money that they would give to a roommate or collect from a roommate or whatever, consolidating households? Currently, I do live with my mother, or at least my wife does. And they live together and do their thing, and I live in different houses that they happen to be in, and that's because it's just easier as far as a household goes.
Well, I'm glad you get along with your parents.
All fair points, too. I guess I have to walk back the things I said last night. You're correct. I was wrong. It's Free Talk Live.
It is the system.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC announced relaxed mask guidance Tuesday for Americans who have been fully vaccinated. Those who have received both shots no longer need to wear masks outdoors unless they're in a large crowd among strangers. Speaking from the White House, President Biden encouraged younger Americans to go get vaccinated, saying things open up when you're fully vaccinated.
If you're vaccinated, you can do more things more safely, both outdoors as well as indoors. So for those who haven't gotten their vaccination yet, especially if you're younger or think you don't need it, this is another great reason to go get vaccinated now.
The CDC says nearly one-third of Americans are fully vaccinated, meaning they're 14 days past receiving their second Pfizer or Moderna shot, or their first J&J dose. This is USA Radio News. U.S. Navy vessels operating in the Persian Gulf fired warning shots Monday night at a group of Iranian military boats. The Navy says a group of Iranian fast inshore attack craft approached a pair of American patrol boats with unknown intent, coming as close as 68 yards to both ships. The USS Fireball and USCGC Baranoff issued multiple warnings via radio and other methods before the Fireball fired warning shots at the Iranian vessels, after which they moved away to a safe distance. It was the first time in more than 4 years that U.S. vessels have needed to fire warning shots at an Iranian ship. And President Biden has tapped Texas Sheriff Ed Gonzalez to head U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Gonzalez is the current sheriff of Harris County, the most populous county in the state of Texas. He's expected to face questions during his confirmation hearings over his decision to pull his department from a federal program to offer assistance to ICE in apprehending and deporting illegal immigrants. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line if you want to take control of the airwaves and talk about anything you want, because that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We empower you to talk about, to express your opinions, to share with the world what you think, and if you're right, as Starchild was, maybe you'll convince us. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Joa.
And Mark.
And Mark, but Mark is away. And connected remotely, and it's a bit touch and go, but I mean, everything's running fine now. So that's the important thing. And as far as I can tell, everything will continue running fine, but every time I say that, it's something else breaks. But we are upgrading some webcams this week, so hopefully, probably next Tuesday, we'll be streaming in 1080. Instead of, you know, 720. Not that there's a whole lot of difference, but it'll be a nice little upgrade. I look forward to it.
Superstitions are just religions under a different name.
I'm not really superstitious, so I don't believe that my saying anything about something going wrong is actually going to impact whether or not something goes wrong.
Good, because it's not.
Yeah, I don't think it is. I mean, there is something to be said about, you know, manifesting positivity and manifesting negativity, but that's not going to affect the little ghosts in the machines. Like earlier, we took a call and there was none of that weird buzzing in the background. But during Starchild's call, it was there. I don't think any amount of positive or negative thinking is going to make that sound go away. The only thing that's going to make that sound go away is to rationally think about it and figure out what the issue is and fix it. Well, let's get to the phones. We got David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I was calling to talk to the FBI since they hang out there at your place.
And, more frequently than I would like.
They're probably listening.
Yeah. Hey, FBI, how you doing, man? Long time no hear. Say, you know that, the FBI, you know that complaint or that investigation you guys started with the DOJ in North Carolina on the most recent shooting, Andrew Brown, I think his name was. You guys are starting an investigation, potential violations of civil rights law. And you remember when I called you a few years back and I reported that the state of New Mexico was violating civil rights law under color of law? Remember when I reported that to you? It's right there in the file. David Brent Olson. It's right there, Olson with an O-N. And so if you could look at that, please, since you're opening that civil rights investigation potential in North Carolina, I wonder if you could look back into that my file again, that complaint I made about the court system here, how they were not following laws. The laws were written, and they says right black and white what it says, and I read it, and then I watch what the court does, and it's not what it says in the black and white written law, and that's a violation of civil rights. It's a violation of due process, unequal whatever of the law. And application of the law.
I mean, basically what they do is, and this isn't just the FBI, this is the federal government generally, basically what they do is whatever they want. They've got all these laws, they can enforce them against whomever they want, and that just gives them the ability to do whatever they want.
Mark, I need you to turn your mic down again. It seems to be clear, that's something we're going to have to sort out.
Okay.
But yeah, they do just sort of do whatever they want, and then they reinterpret the law after the fact so that it applies to justify whatever it is they wanted to do.
My guess is the response to you would be, oh yes, we have it here on the table, we're investigating.
I don't think he'd get a response. I mean, have you attempted to get a response from the FBI, David?
Their standard policy is they give you, you can tell them everything that you want to tell them, as long as they're willing to listen, but they don't answer any questions about the status of anything. If they'll take your information, and you'll either hear from them or you won't. You can't ask them the status of anything that you reported to them, whether they're working on it or not working on it or anything like that. They won't tell you.
Yeah, that sounds about right. But you mentioned, you know, they'll listen to whatever you have to tell them. Of course they will. They're cops. They're always investigating. But if you're talking to them, chances are they're also investigating you. So be careful when you talk to the FBI or when you investigate or when you talk to cops for any reason whatsoever. Anything you say or do, whether you're under arrest or not, anything you say or do can and will be used against you.
Right. But once again, FBI, DOJ, can you look into that, please? David Brent Olson.
Thank you so much for the call tonight, David. If you want to contact the FBI, give them a call. I'm not going to just let you sit here generating a spiel directed at people who aren't on the show tonight.
If you hear back from the FBI.
What he's doing is he's pointing out that the FBI does whatever it wants. And basically it's accountable to no one.
No comment.
Except for the Federal Bureau. Or, you know, like the feds. They're the only ones that...
I think they're the attack dogs for the banks. So the bankers probably have something to do with it. You know, when the banks just go ahead and money launder and do whatever they do as far as money and nothing happens to them, no problem. But if you sell Bitcoin to somebody who might be a drug dealer, bammo, you got to go to prison for 10 years.
Again, no comment. Joey, you had a related article you wanted to get into, at least in regard to the former discussion about firearms and the Second Amendment.
Yes. Over at marijuanamoment.net, the GOP congressman's bill would protect marijuana consumers of their Second Amendment rights.
As it is right now, in a lot of cases, if you have a medical marijuana card, you're not allowed to possess a firearm, is that correct?
Right, and they're trying to work it where, you know, if you have legal means of marijuanas, that you can also legally have your firearm. This new bill in Congress would protect Second Amendment rights for cannabis consumers by exempting people in legalized states from a federal restriction that bars any unlawful user of a controlled substance from owning a firearm. I don't know if this is just generally for marijuanas or for every legal drug?
Well, what would be ideal would be for the federal government to say that marijuana is not illegal or not a controlled substance and let states handle it. And states are ultimately going to legalize anyway. And I suspect that will be something we see from the Biden administration is the decriminalization of pot.
And I would think Biden would follow the trend as Cuomo in New York and legalizing in New York. And
Governor Sununu here in New Hampshire is certainly not following the trend. He stubbornly continues to restrict marijuana possession and usage in New Hampshire. And it's not even an issue I particularly care about because I don't even smoke pot, but it's stupid.
I like to think that maybe the governor has run the numbers and it's not economical for the state.
Well, it's economic.
That's exactly the answer.
Yes.
You think so?
Yeah, well, I mean, they're not stupid.
I don't know, Mark. They're pretty stupid.
Like, I'm from...
They are the government.
Not when it comes to getting elected.
Okay,
the one
point.
Thing that they do is get elected.
Okay.
Like, I'm from Rhode Island, and when they first implemented medical there, they only allowed certain people to even sign up. You had to have certain qualifications. And then guess what? The first dispensary is owned by a former state police chief.
I'm not at all surprised by that. I'm of the mind, though, that if they're going to legalize marijuana, then they obviously need to release every single prisoner in their state who is serving time for marijuana or marijuana-related conviction. To me, it's absolutely inhumane that that isn't automatically included in any of these legalization bills. You have people
here.
Who are in jail for selling pot in a state where it is now legal to sell pot. Let these people out.
Yeah.
It's absolutely barbaric.
While my friends were streaming Eric Brandt's sentencing, just before his case, I was listening how some guy was trying to move over a pound of pot, but he had a firearm with him, so now he's in violation. And, you know, I can see how this will... I hope he gets exonerated, and everyone else that's been in jail with possession and a firearm gets exonerated.
What are your thoughts on it? 603-283-6160. Should we keep these people in prison in states where pot is legal? 603-283-6160.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live with you tonight, Aria, Joa, and joined via remote by Mark with no real noticeable delay in the broadcast that he's receiving, which is good. It's an improvement. It means things worked as I wanted them to do, and it means that, you know, I do, in fact, understand this stuff here better than I thought, which is always a good thing. And we've been talking about various things here, but evidently, marijuana has caused a lot of people to lose their right to keep and bear arms. And I sort of understand the reasoning for this. I don't agree with it, but I do understand it in the sense that when you're drinking, you're also violating the law if you carry your firearm, because you don't want a drunk person running around with a gun. However,
well, I'm not sure that when you're drinking, you can't have a gun, but maybe in some places you can't have a gun after a certain blood alcohol level or something.
It could be something like that. But with alcohol, most people don't just regularly imbibe alcohol throughout the entire day. They set aside a specific time that they start drinking, and that's when they start drinking. And after that, they can put their gun away or whatever and, you know, get drunk.
A lot of people like to have scotch and go duck hunting.
Do they?
That's a thing, yeah.
Oh. But
well, the ducks are caged, but okay.
That's not hunting.
I know, but they call it hunting.
But then, you know, people who smoke marijuana tend to do that on and off throughout the entire day. So if their goal is to prevent people who are inebriated from having firearms, then the only thing they can do is restrict them entirely, because there's no telling when a marijuana user is smoking marijuana and when they're not, or when they're under the influence of it or when they're not. So I do understand where they're coming from, even if I don't agree with it. But let's go to the phones. We've got Joe calling from Michigan. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I support legalization. I think if it's going to be legal, it needs to be 100% legal.
I agree.
You know,
and I would apply the same to all intoxicants.
Yeah, I mean, it's, but, you know, I'd just like to say that if there wasn't money involved, there's no way the government would be even considering legalizing it. It's people are getting off cigarettes, and they're losing all that revenue. So, you know, that's why these states are doing it. They're not doing it because they think it's, you know, plus they're giving in to public pressure. But
I mean, that's certainly a fair point, and states have done everything they could to get people away from vaping. I mean, I think it's in Connecticut, you can't buy flavored flake juice or whatever because...
In Rhode Island.
In the whole state.
In a lot of Massachusetts, if not the whole state, you can't buy flavored anything.
You've always got, like, do-gooders that are in government that want to control the people's lives, but, I mean, why do you need a liquor license to sell liquor? I mean, why do you need... And they'll regulate marijuana like they regulate liquor and other, you know, weird stuff. They're going to get their hands into it, and, you know, the big tobacco will shift into big marijuana, and, you know, regular people are going to be priced out of it, at least starting from scratch doing it, you know.
I mean, that's the point. The government wants people to open these dispensaries who they know are going to play ball and obey all the government's little arbitrary decrees.
Yes.
They're going to be good little serfs. Right.
Ironically, like, I feel like these dispensaries have complied with this mask mandate all the way, and they get a lot of, like, medical people in there. Those are the first reason why it's
not illegal. Well, if you have a respiratory issue, you probably shouldn't be smoking marijuana. I'm not a doctor.
Yeah,
but
you're assuming that everyone's smoking it by going to dispensary. A lot of people consume it by eating because they can't smoke and other factors. But yeah.
Yeah, I haven't.
That was the first thing I thought too, Joe, when you said it was about edibles. But God, that was a funny statement, Aria.
Thank you. So yes. Yeah, I look forward to seeing marijuana legalized, and I'm with you, Joe. I think if we're going to do this, we need to do it all the way. Mm-hmm. I'm not a fan of the state regulating it, but I know that that's going to be what happens because the state regulates everything because it wants to control everything because it's a fascist hellscape that we live in, and it has successfully managed to control us for the better part of a century.
And I want to give Representative Don Young some credit for at least reaching into this realm of things of marijuana. He wrote a tweet today, on the 23rd. Today I introduced the Graham Act. Using marijuana where it's legal should never stop you from exercising your constitutional rights. And he goes on to say that, in another tweet, that it's a Tenth Amendment issue, and that the states can decide these things on their own, and you know, the rights to set their own cannabis laws, as Alaska did.
Well, the last time states tried to decide something on their own in disregard of the federal government, it didn't end very well for them.
No.
But this is a nobler cause than was the previous one.
What I would say that is that probably the biggest problem with the Civil War was firing on a U.S. fort.
Yes, I agree. That was a silly decision on their part. Not being a history expert, as I understand it, that was the cause of the Civil War.
It's certainly not the South's fault. But
it was a poor reaction.
You can't blame the South either.
No, but it was a poor reaction to the situation. I can say that.
Right. It's a bad idea.
It always is. Just because something is right or justified doesn't mean it's a good idea. I feel like people should remember that as well. So I go further. You know, I don't just want to see pot legalized. I want to see all drugs legalized.
Yes, absolutely.
I feel like if an adult wants to make a choice about what to put in their body, that is their choice as an adult. I don't think the government should be in the role of gatekeeping what substances we're allowed to have, because I got to tell you, psychedelics are powerful spiritual tools, and the government doesn't want you to have them. They will never want you to have a tool that actually makes you feel connected and one with other human beings. That runs contrary to everything the government is.
Or just thinking clearly in general. And if you clear your mind with drugs, and they don't like it. They want you to be submissive and, you know, obeying to whatever they want.
Psychedelics help people understand the world that in which they have found themselves. And what I realized was that, you know, we are silly, stupid little apes running around on this rock, and this random rock in the middle of on the edge of a random galaxy in a universe far beyond my comprehension, and then there's this group of people over here calling themselves the state who are trying to run the entire world, and they are the devil.
Yeah.
That's all they are.
While saying Jesus told them so.
That, especially with young people, that I don't think that psychedelics are like a fast lane to good thought.
I agree entirely. Sure.
Just saying.
Yeah, I mean, it takes work. It takes thought, you know, but there is a time and place for everything, and it would be disingenuous of me to say that, you know, who I am today is not a result of psychedelic realizations. But you have to be willing to put in the work as well. You can't just do a bunch of shrooms. Next thing you know, you're the Dalai Lama.
Right.
You have to actually think and research and have the capacity to do that instead of just feeling a thing. And you have to keep in mind, you know, that these illusions that you're experiencing are just illusions. Don't be that idiot jumping out of a six-story hotel window because you think you can fly.
Likely they probably shouldn't have a gun before they took the drug.
Well, I would certainly advise anyone who is going to engage in psychedelic usage to lock their guns away prior to doing so. The last thing the last thing I want is someone on acid running around with a gun.
Of course. No, that just sounds terrible.
Yeah, I'm not going to advise anybody to take psychedelics, period.
Right.
But if you're going to, go to arrowid.org and check out all the information there first.
Now, this is the website that gives people actual useful information about drugs and what they'll actually do, not the government's nonsense of, oh, shrooms will kill you, even though there has never been a case in recent history, a documented case of someone dying because of shroom usage. Is that what Arrowid is?
True. Arrowid is basically, it's an informational site that is intending to mitigate harm when it comes to drug use. What we can see is throughout the long history of humans that probably, quite possibly, abstract thought was created by psilocybic mushroom use. That civilization as we understand it, so much as the agrarian revolution, was created by beer.
Fascinating.
That people are probably...
I got to cut you off, though, because we can barely hear you over the audio bed. So thanks for joining us tonight, Mark. I'm glad we got all of that worked out. We'll be back tomorrow night, ladies' night, here on Free Talk Live. So be sure to tune in. It's going to be me, Aunt Angie, and Bonnie. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.